Hey, 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 my beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of All About Nothing with Jay, your favorite podcast where we talk about everything and absolutely nothing at the same time. I am Jay, your Puerto Rican dance floor warrior, mom of three, professional overthinker. Guess what? Now, apparently, a survivor of psychological trauma because I thought it was a good idea to watch The Strangers Chapter 1. Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, listen later. Thinking to myself, why do I do this? Let's be clear, I don't even like scary movies. Nope, not my thing. I'm more of a K-drama type of mommy with a little bit of Handmaid's Tale because apparently I enjoy drama and rebellion with a side of Red Cloak. They give me all the British series with the dry, sarcastic, tea-sipping energy. And then boom, a sprinkle of Mob Wives' Lives. Not full-on cancer, though, but enough to know where the body could go. So let's set the scene. It is 8 p.m. After dinner cleanup is done, my kids are finally in their Roblox world. My husband's doing whatever husbands do after dinner. And I, against every ounce of better judgment, decide to press play on The Strangers Chapter 1. Because apparently I thought, yeah, let's end the night with a little murder. ID channel all day, baby. I'm all in for solving crimes from my couch, but don't bring me no horror movies that are in the middle of nowhere with people knocking on the door and fools answering the door and saying, hello. The minute I saw the title screen, my stomach said, turn it off. My ancestors whispered, mira, nena, no. And even my dog side-eyed me like, this is how we die? But no, I kept watching. So this couple, of course, they're going to a cabin in the woods in the middle of nowhere because horror movie characters don't believe in Airbnb reviews or Wi-Fi or common sense. Listen, let me tell you something right now. If you ever invite me to a cabin that has no cell service, no neighbors, trees that look like they've seen death, I'm a respectfully or even disrespectfully climb. I need streetlights. I need DoorDash. I need at least 3 bars and an emergency exit. The moment that stranger showed up in the movie and knocked on the door, I just knew this was a mistake. And the girl, why is there always a creepy girl just standing there like she's about to whisper some demonic nursery rhyme? No, ma'am, not for me. I was yelling at the screen like it could hear me. Don't open the door, stupid. Don't separate. Stay together. Why are y'all walking towards the creepy sound? Put your clothes back on. Did we not learn anything from Scooby-Doo? Y'all, at one point, the creepy girl in a mask just appears inside the house. I swear on my cafecito, I jumped so hard I dislocated a childhood memory. I swear. I was using my blanket as a protective shield. Like, it's gonna save me. I made it to the end of the movie, barely, and when those credits rolled, I sat there in silence, looking around my very non-cabin, very Wi-Fi enabled suburban house like, this is why I don't do nature, because if I wanted to feel that level of fear and anxiety, I'd just try on some jeans. So yeah, The Strangers, Chapter 1. Great film if you're into psychological torment, but as for me, I shall stick to my British shows, Rebellion, and maybe a few more K-dramas, and never, never will I book a cabin in the woods. I don't care if it's free, 5-star, comes with a personal chef, and free concert tickets to Bad Bunny in Puerto Rico. It's a hell to the no for me. Nope, not happening. Thank you for hanging out with me during my horror recovery session. If you've seen this movie and made it through without screaming, sweating, or peeing in your pants a little, you are way braver than I am. Make sure to follow the show, rate it, share it with your horror-loving friends, and tell me What is the one movie that made you question your life choices? Until next time, stay safe, stay skeptical of remote cabins, and remember, if someone knocks on your door and you're in the middle of nowhere, or if you're just sitting at home, do not open that door. And remember, be kind to others, but most importantly, be kind to yourself. Love, Jay.